Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Broadway San Jose presents three more hit shows this season with family favorite Annie, Lincoln Center's My Fair Lady, and direct from New York, Pretty Woman. Tickets are now on sale for $99 when you purchase a Black Friday package. Visit BroadwaySanJose.com or call 866-395-2929 to purchase this limited time offer. That's BroadwaySanJose.com or call 866-395-2929. Offer ends Cyber Monday, November 28th.
Welcome to the BetQL Daily Boost. I'm Lucy Burge of BetQL.com, and I am joined by Rick Chapsky, and we have a Thursday night football odds boost for all of you today on Aaron Jones to have over 74.5 rushing yards and a touchdown on Thursday night football. This is boosted to plus 340 at Caesars. It'll be Packers Titans tomorrow night, and Jones hit this over on rushing yards in two of his last three games, including against the Bills with 143, and he had a touchdown in his last game. So I love the value in this odds boost.
Listen, Aaron Rodgers told us to relax. He loves telling us to relax. And we had just been waiting for the Green Bay Packers to come out, look good, win a game. They were down double digits to Dallas. Then all of a sudden, here they come. And why? Because of Aaron Jones. Rodgers has said it in the past. We got to get this guy the ball. And they did, 138 yards and a touchdown. They're back in it. They could go on a winning streak. We know Green Bay is a good team. Thursday night. Here we go. Aaron Jones, get on this over the rushing yards and a touchdown. What a boost.
Exactly. So much value in this odds boost.
Relax,
everybody. Everybody just relax and he'll go over on both of these. Get in on this at Caesars and head to betql.com/boost to see all of today's best odds boosts and check out our exclusive sports book offers there as well. And you could bet up to $1,250 on Caesars. And if you lose, you will get all your money back in free bets. So keep that in mind when you take a look at this odds boost. And of course, follow us on Twitter at Lucille Burge and at RickCZ1. We have our favorite bets for today. I'm heading to the parquet, to the NBA. Pelicans minus -4 against the Bulls. The Pelicans have covered the spread in their last two games, while the Bulls have failed to cover in their last two games, and the Bulls have also failed to cover in three of their last four games. The Pelicans have covered in three of their last four. Plus, New Orleans is 23-12 against the spread versus poor defensive teams with a shooting percentage defense of 46% or more over the last 2 years. Again, if that is not a BetQL trend, I don't know what is. Plus, the Pelicans are averaging more points scored per game with just over 116 to the Bulls' average of just over 110. So I really like the Pelicans to cover this spread tonight against the Bulls.
Pelicans have been impressive. Nice win last night over Ja Morant and the Memphis Grizzlies. But I have a question. We know parquet is infamous in Boston. Is it a parquet floor everywhere?
See, that's a great question.
I know people say the hardwood, but I thought parquet was just specifically for the Old Garden.
Yeah, you know what's interesting? I don't know the difference.
Right, yeah.
What is parquet made of? I thought it was all just hardwood, and I know the ice is underneath it at the Garden, so maybe that has something to do. I don't know.
I think it's the pattern on which, lined up. And I think if you go like in the opposite direction, but I'm going to look that up when we're done.
Somebody look that up and tell us, tweet to us, follow us on Twitter and tell us, because I would like to know myself.
Yeah. I'm going to stay in the parquet as well with the Houston Rockets. This is a surprising one, plus +9 today as they play the Dallas Mavericks and Luka Doncic.
Yeah.
We all know about Luka. We've had a couple of boosts over the last couple of weeks with Luka, but he's really the entire team. He's not getting too much support. The other day, I think Tim Hardaway Jr. was like 0-7 shooting, and he's just not getting that. And what happens? You play tight ball games. They've won 5 games this month, all of them by 5 points or less. And they have losses against Orlando and Washington in that time. Dallas plays tight basketball games. Give me the points, especially with a young Houston team. You know they're going to want to put themselves on display when Luka comes to town. Everyone does. Yeah. He is now that person that, hey, I want to play my best against this guy. So I'm going to take a lot of points against Houston, against a team that hasn't put anybody away so far this month, and Luka Doncic and the Mavs. So Houston, +9.
That's a great point about opponents of Luka, because when you finish your NBA career, wouldn't it be really nice to say, hey, look how well I did against Luka? That's against going up against like people who went up against Shaq or even Kobe. And you say, oh, well, I faced them and I did well against them. Or like I struck out Mike Trout, something like that. When you get to the end of your career, would be really nice to say. So love those bets today. Subscribe to the BetQL Daily Boost wherever you get your podcasts.